Welcome to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast. Today is Thursday, September 28th, and we're getting set for week four of the NFL season. The Jags are headed to the Big Apple this week to face the New York Jets this Sunday. Lots to get to this week, including a preview of Sunday's visit with offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. But let's start with the lead topic in the NFL this week, the anthem protests and team displays of unity ahead of last week's games. The Jaguars had the early time slot and an international audience, so whatever the reaction was going to be, it was going to be big news. They and the Ravens were the first ones out of the gate Sunday morning. And Monday morning quarterback reporters were following Jags owner Shad Khan for a story later in the year, but their first-hand account of how the pregame came together is an interesting read. I recommend it. The image of Shad Khan standing arm-in-arm with his team set the tone for the league the rest of the day, and many owners did the exact same thing the rest of the afternoon. Jaguars tight end Mercedes Lewis was one of those players who locked arms with Khan, and after the game, he was asked how it all went down and some of the reasons behind it.
It's a touchy subject, you know, and given the situation yesterday with the president and, you know, things he was saying, we knew that it was going to be a weird situation for everybody coming in. My stepfather is a Purple Heart. Part of me is torn, and then obviously with the social injustice that's going on right now in the country, I mean, it's just, you can pull from both sides. And I think, you know, a lot of guys on our team felt that, you know, that way. And, you know, obviously from man to man, you can't tell another grown man, that, like, hey, you need to stand up or you need to kneel. You know, obviously you're going to do what you want to do, but we wanted to just put it out there as a group. We came together before the game and was like, yo, you know, this is what it is. These are our feelings about it. Obviously we can't tell you what to do, but, you know, we're going to come together and lock arms. And, you know, obviously we're not happy about what's going on, but at the same time, whatever it is, the message that we want to send, we're going to do it together. So that's kind of what happened.
Once the Jaguars returned home Monday morning, the discussion continued. Social media, sports talk, even news talk radio was abuzz all day long. Then on Monday night on Jaguars All Access TV on CBS 47, Brent Martineau and Jeff Lagerman had Calais Campbell on the show. It was his normal spot on the program, and the defensive lineman explained how it all went down in the pregame locker room.
Well, I know a lot of guys were discussing if they were going to take a knee or not, and so I just kind of want to gauge it and see, the number one thing is bringing awareness to, like, racial inequality. That's the number one thing we're trying to do. And when it comes down to it, you know, the ultimate goal is to make America a better place.
Well, did it become more of a reaction, though, with the president's comments as opposed to a protest?
Well, I think anytime an important person speaks on an issue, you know, it makes you think about it a lot more. And it causes a lot of people to want to take action and unify. And, you know, I think the most important thing that happened this weekend was that a lot of people decided they want to take action and be involved. And that's very important.
It kind of interesting to me. You take a knee. Mercedes, you stand. Is there any issue between the two of you because one does one thing and one does the other?
No way. You know, I think it's important for us to understand that regardless, the number one goal is to be a family, keep that family atmosphere, and continue to create a winning atmosphere in the locker room.
We'll see what happens this Sunday in New York. What will happen in New York this Sunday for sure is a football game. The Jags are 2-1, and they're flying high after the 44-7 win over the Ravens last week in London. The Jets beat the Dolphins last week and actually won a football game, something that some thought might not happen for the Jets in 2017. For Doug Marrone, it's a homecoming of sorts. Yes, he is from the Bronx, but his first ever job in the NFL was with the Jets, and he reminisced a bit this week.
I mean, that was outstanding. It was my first job in the NFL. I worked for Herman Edwards. I know that I was invited to go by Kevin Mawai, who's being inducted into the Ring of Honor, you know, during our game at halftime. Hopefully I'll get a chance to, you know, say hello to him, congratulate him, and it's well-deserved, as, you know, many of the players that I was with that are in that Ring of Honor. So I had a great experience there. People in the organization were great to me. Players were great. We won some games, been to the playoffs. And some of those players I'm still very close with.
For the defense, after a 3-takeaway effort and a near shutout of the Ravens, the group is very confident, especially the secondary, led by cornerback Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, yeah, it's my guy, man. We the best tandem in the league. I'm always gonna stand by that. I'm always gonna ride with my mans. I mean, once he got one, he just kept coming up to me. He said, "Jay, yours is coming." You know, he always tell me I'm the best. I always tell him he the best, and I truly believe that. Together we are the best tandem. So, you know, I couldn't let my man show me up, so I had to go out there and do a little something.
The defense is ranked third in total D in the league and first in the league against the pass. For Blake Bortles, he's coming off the second-best rating day in his career, but finding consistency is the challenge for him and this offense.
You know, it's kind of, you know, one voice, and Doug, I think, definitely does a good job of speaking to the feel of the locker room and setting the mood. So everybody kind of buys into what he says and believes in it. And I think we've done a good job. You know, obviously we know that in week two we didn't play the way we wanted to play, you know, but I thought we did a good job rebounding, coming back out, and getting back on track.
Bortles is off to the best start of his career, a 93.8 rating so far with 6 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And after completing 65% of his passes last week, he's at 59% for the season. Part of that is managing the offense better. Part of that is mechanics. And part of that is the mindset from offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of everything. Blake has worked so hard to get his mechanics to where they are right now, which has really improved his game. And then learning the system and understanding it, you know, he's done an absolutely fantastic job. And his preparation for each game has been awesome. And it comes alive on game day, and that's what you're looking for.
You see him manage situations a bit better, too. There was talk earlier this week with him about throwing the ball away is not a bad thing. Then the younger Blake might have tried to force something in there. Do you buy that?
The younger Blake did force a lot in there. Let's make sure we're clear on that. That has been one thing, you know, just working with him is as you understand the system and understand the progression, you know when it's right to throw it away. I mean, sometimes the defense wins. I mean, we had 76 plays last week, and we didn't win every single down. And as long as you're able to manage it and understand when you have a chance and when you don't have a chance, it makes you more efficient. And for Blake, I mean, I think he ended up being like 20 for 31. But for us, his accuracy, it was incredible because he had the 5 throwaways. So that now makes him for us. You know, we take those away and you look at it, you're like, hey, he's 20 for 26. I mean, that's a pretty good day for him.
Has your play calling changed over 3 weeks?
Not really. I mean, there's things that you want to accomplish in every single game. And we had a plan that we wanted to go to execute, and we called it. And I think it just sometimes it looks better because when the guys are communicating and talking and doing what you're asking, and then they start owning it and loving it, and that's when it kind of comes alive. And you know, you take the shots down the field, or then you try to get the shot, but then you get a check down for 15 yards and you're going, oh, that's really good, you should do that more, you know. And so it allows you to be more aggressive, do more things when they're making everything efficient.
Nate Hackett with us. Your offensive line has been very sturdy so far. 2 sacks for Blake. The run game is there. Yes, let's knock on the wood a little bit. But they're playing well early in the season. And it was a group, Nate, that was under the microscope during the preseason. Who's going to play guard? You had the Albert situation. All this going on. They've come out from day one, and they've played pretty well so far.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I mean, the good thing is there's so many things we can still improve on. I mean, we're still so far away, and I think all the guys know that. And that group has really come together as one unit, and you got to love that. I think whenever you look back at the preseason, I mean, there's not a lot of game planning that goes on during that time. I think now when you get to focus in on the season, you really focus in on your opponent. You get a plan for all the things that you're going to face, and those guys are really good at preparing and getting ready for that. I mean, when you're in the preseason, it's just – the preseason is completely different. That's why it's like you just look at it and like, all right, well, you know, whatever. We got training camp still.
Hear the full interview with offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett coming up Sunday at 10 o'clock on the Tailgate Show ahead of the Jaguars and Jets, 1 o'clock kickoff. Coming up Thursday night, it's the Doug Marrone Show at 6 on the Jaguars Radio Network, followed in Jacksonville on 1010XL by Jaguars Thursday Radio. Both shows are streamed on Jaguars.com and the Jags app. Sunday morning, watch EverBank Jaguars Weekend TV at 10:30 on Fox 30 in Jacksonville. And in other TV markets, check your local listings. Our thanks, as always, to Jags manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. And thanks to you for listening to the J.P. Shadrick Podcast.